Last week I got to share with you a place that we've been, that place of knowing, where in moments in our lives we've touched in and we've had that experience of, wow, I know I am one with this. I feel that love. I know that I'm cared for, that it's, I am embraced in that goodness. That which we talk about when we begin our service, that all-loving goodness of God. And as we mentioned, the only problem with that is we tend to leave it and forget that we ever got there and get back into all that stuff that's going on. So I was thinking maybe we ought to look at that stuff and how we get back. Seem fair enough? Now, we had an interesting experience on Tuesday. Our class, which is on the universal laws of prosperity, we took a moment to really acknowledge some of the internal messages that we've had around the experience of abundance, the experience of money, the experience of letting ourselves have what is good, open for that to flow into our lives. And we found that there were a lot of things that we shared. Okay, there were messages that said, well, you have to really, really work hard or this won't work. And that, well, there's never quite enough. Or that I'm never going to have quite enough. And things like, I'm not really worthy. It's not okay to have this. Or even things that said, well, you know, that money and all that stuff, that's bad. That's not spiritual. You shouldn't have that sort of stuff. Now, it's interesting to get a look at that and see that that's there. But part of what happens is we understand that we're the ones that create our life. Sometimes when that creation doesn't feel so good, I really wish I was a minister in another denomination so I could blame it on the devil. That would just be so nice, but we don't get to do that here. That's complete responsibility for our lives. Oh. And part of it is some of those things, they come up and they express because thoughts and feelings held in mind produce after their kind. Universal law. It works that way. So these things show up. And they're so different from that other experience we were talking about, an experience where you know that love, or you've touched it, and it's so real. But that's part of you too. So where is our focus? What are we affirming in our thoughts and in our lives? Well, today I thought I'd better work with something that I noticed increasing in my consciousness. It's called complaining. I realized that when I was thinking about things, the number of those thoughts that were complaints were increasing a little bit. And that means I've got some work to do, because all complaints show is that in my wisdom, I have finally figured out where infinite intelligence didn't know how to handle it. Where that divine love failed to show up and God blew it. And I'm so smart I could figure that out. And no matter what was going on, I could point it out because every single time I was right. I thought, well, wait a minute. That doesn't exactly feel like that, wow, I'm just so loved and I'm surrounded by this and it's all good and it's all God. More like, whoa, it's all on me. Whew. So I thought maybe if I could get out of there and get back to that other place, that might be a good thing to do. Now, there's something that we use regularly to try and remind ourselves of how to make that move. Okay, it's that affirmation you may remember. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
All That helps, doesn't it? When we get there. But I was noticing I needed to take a hold a little deeper. So I was thinking, okay, what's the instruction? You know, what is it that I've learned to listen to try to make that shift? So I'm go back to my teacher. Actually, I've got a couple of them here. From Jesus. This what you've heard so many times. It's that amazing shift of awareness. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Now, the problem I've had with the scientific research I've been involved in for years, I'm actually aware it subtracts, but that's another talk. Okay. Okay, so that worrying, and that's what we're doing when we're complaining. Well, I mean, we've discovered there's a part of the world that we got to worry about here. We got to let folks know, you're not okay. You didn't get my memo on how you were supposed to show up today. So he goes on, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So he gives a shift of focus, a shift of awareness. Okay, now, because I have come to treasure so much that these teachings are universal, that they show up in the different cultures and religions as part of a wisdom that calls to all of us, because they're really calling from within us. Let me share with you the same teaching through Lao Tzu, ancient Chinese sage. And he talks about the Tao, this presence. Well, this is where we become aware of that presence. He says, empty your mind of all thoughts. Let your heart be at peace. Watch the turmoil of beings, but contemplate their return. So we got the turmoil of beings. Okay, that worry stuff that we're talking about. But contemplate their return. Each separate being in the universe returns to the common source. Returning to the source is serenity. If you don't realize the source, you stumble in confusion and sorrow. Okay, the anxiety, the worry. Stumble in the confusion and sorrow. When you realize where you come from, you naturally become tolerant, disinterested, amused, kind-hearted as a grandmother, dignified as a king, immersed in the wonder of the Tao. You can deal with whatever life brings you. That's immersed in the wonder of the Tao. Seek ye first the kingdom. You can deal with whatever life brings you. All these things will be added to you. So I thought, well, okay. So it's tell me where to go. To focus, to bring my awareness to what Lao Tzu calls the Tao. To what Jesus calls the kingdom, the awareness of this divine presence. I was thinking, how do I get there? But part of it for me is I want to get there quick. Okay, if I've, you know, I love prayer and meditation and all that stuff. But when I'm in that place of complaint, you know, when I'm in that, it's kind of uncomfortable. I don't like that anymore. Now, the truth is, there was a time in my life when I really liked it. You know, it was nice to know that I was smarter than they were, that I'd figured out their problems. But it doesn't feel that good anymore. So I wanted it to be quick. I thought, well, what what have I found? So I began experimenting with something. I want to share it with you and invite you into an experiment with me. And what I've been doing is taking three breaths to move from complaint. Okay, three breaths. That's not that long. About 15 seconds. Okay, and most of us can risk 15 seconds. Particularly if you've just complained to somebody, because they will be eager to share with you how you're wrong and they're right. So we got lots of time. So 15 seconds, three breaths. First breath, the heart breath. Breathing a deep breath through the heart. Now we do that in most everything we begin, because the heart, that connection with the heart, is that connection, to, if you will, the doorway to that deep experience of spirit. Okay, so focus on that heart. So that deep breath through the heart. Okay? Now, second breath is the hug breath. Okay, now let me just check. You have had in your life absolutely wonderful hugs, haven't you? Can you remember there have been times, some have been from very little beings, some from great big beings, some from very old beings, and some very, very young, and you know, some from that wonderful person that just shares your life today. It's just so good to, you know, have that, to hold each other and go, oh yeah, it's so good to be together. And other times, one of those little ones that just wraps themselves around you and gives you that amazing hug. You remember how that feels? Breathe that. Breathe that feeling, the hug breath. Now there's some that are very, very special. And they may go a ways back. Okay, remember grandma hugs? Okay, there may have been mommy hugs. Or, you know, just those moments when you were enfolded and held by that one that just you knew thought you were the most marvelous thing in the whole universe. Okay? Remember those? When you remember that, breathe that. Breathe that feeling. That's the hug breath. Okay? Hug breath. Breathe it with me. Remember that hug. Breathe that feeling. Take another hug breath. Okay, you can do that. Now what happens if you've already decided you know what that hug breath is, you don't even need to think about it. You just take that, you decide this is the hug breath, and it's right there. Right there. And you enter into that feeling. And then the third breath. The third breath is the wisdom breath. The wisdom breath. Breathe wisdom. Just breathe into that wise place in you. Because you have that, and you've been there. And you have touched that wisdom. And in that wisdom, you know. You know how to respond to what's around you. You understand how to take care of that in a way that's wise for you and for all. You've got that. Now, one of the things I know that when we bring our attention to the heart and stand at that doorway, when we go into that beautiful hug breath and that feeling, what happens is that feeling, it's as though it opens ourselves to receive the beautiful spiritual energy and power we're one with. And it flows right into your being. And then as you take that breath, choosing to go to that place of wisdom, that infinite intelligence is there guiding you. It's your wisdom, not somebody else. There aren't angels out there saying, oh, pick this one. That's you. You are one with an infinite wisdom that in every situation is there to guide you through that situation successfully, meaningfully, with sensitivity and power. That's your wisdom. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to experience and to own. Now, some of us are pretty good at giving that away. There are folks that we think are really smart. Not a one of them has more wisdom than you do. Not a one. That wisdom is infinite. And you're one with it. Take that wisdom breath with me. Again, take that wisdom breath. Breathe that place. Now what we've done is we've walked to that knowing place. Not the big one. But the one, that part of that knowing that's right here, right now, that knows how this can unfold in a way that is meaningful for you, no matter what the they of this world are doing, because they have no power over you at all. You are the creator of your life. And in that moment, thoughts and feelings held in your mind create after their kind a life of wisdom, of love, centered in the power of who you really are. So, pick your favorite complaint from last week. Okay, now my guess is some of you, there's a fair selection. Okay, others of you may have to do a little, you know, kind of look and find one. But my guess is we got something hanging out there that was worthy of complaint, where we noticed God blew it again. Okay, so pick your favorite complaint. Heart breath. Hug breath. Wisdom breath. Now my guess is that you're not in a worry. You're in a place that Lao Tzu called the Tao, that Jesus called the kingdom. And it's very simply in the beautiful wisdom and love that you really are. So I'm now, because I've been experimenting with this, haven't got a lot to work with it with others, what I'd appreciate your doing is, are you willing to really try it out this week? Put it in. Now I've known we've done times when we've tried to go complaint free. Remember when we do complaint free for 21 days? Yeah, three or four of us made it. But not in 21 days. Okay, no, I mean, you know, wait, the truth is a marvelous, marvelous exercise. So I'm telling you, go ahead and complain. And when you wake up and go, whoops, now sometimes our complaints, is, you know, they just get there in the mind and before they come out of our mouths. Sometimes we don't notice them until they come out of our mouths. Sometimes they've gotten out a couple times before we really just, oh, I'm sitting here complaining. Okay, so whenever it happens, heart breath, hug breath, wisdom breath. Now, I'm going to admit to you, I had one show up that took me a couple hug breaths to get there. But that's okay. You work it as it worked for you. Go for the three breaths. And if you need another one or two, that's okay. 20 seconds isn't going to kill the world. You'll make it. But experiment with it. And let me know. Send me an email. You know, we've got office at unitycenter.net. So that's where all our information comes in. So send it in. So what happened? So we can see, explore, and find out. Can you move from that place of complaint to wisdom in three breaths? I think you can, because that being of wisdom is who you really are.